It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. And here's the show.
So this will be our Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy
New Year.
New Year's. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever all the other things are.
I don't keep track.
Hanukkah.
You're doing way better than me.
Okay. I just want to be inclusive.
Inclusive.
Inclusive for the diversity of the show.
Yep. You know, you're going to be gone for New Year's, so we're not going to be back on for a while.
What? Really? We might have to do two this week?
No.
So you'll have something
There's
to put
no
up
while
I'm gone?
There's no time for two.
There's always time for a podcast.
When?
It's 30 minutes. We run down here. You talk for 30 minutes.
Okay.
You're very quiet.
I had to think.
There's a big gap in the spikies of the talk in there.
I'm sorry.
You know,
I don't want to do the continuous talk. Sometimes you have to stop and think.
No, no thinking.
No thinking.
No thinking on this show.
Speaking of thinking, do you have your bad morning show trivia ready?
Bad morning show. Bad morning show trivia. No, bad morning show. Bad morning show trivia. No, I don't have it yet.
Proper planning.
God.
Proper planning.
I forgot that this
I
was...
I asked you 10 minutes ago.
I know, but I was in the middle of looking up something else that got distracted. I was trying to find the story that we'll talk about here in a minute about the black Santa, white Santa.
That sounds racist.
I know. Somebody was talking about, is there a black Santa or is it white Santa? Is Santa white or Santa black? And is Jesus white or black? So that's what that's all
I've never met either, so I don't really know. Do you?
You haven't met either one?
Uh-uh. Have you?
I would think somebody your age had hung out with Jesus.
Really? Really?
Was he a nice guy? Isn't that what they say in that movie?
Oh, that was funny.
Preview for Grudge Match or whatever?
Yes.
How was Jesus? Was he a nice guy?
Okay, I found the trivia for Bad Morning Show trivia.
You ready?
Hold on.
I am ready. Pause while I find trivia. What percentage of American pet owners sign their pet's name on their Christmas cards?
What percentage of American pet owners sign their name on their Christmas cards?
Yes.
Their pet's name.
Yes.
We did this year.
Is it 12%, 30%, or 70%?
No guessing yet. You have to wait till the end of the podcast.
The very end of the show. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, what's new and exciting over there?
New and exciting. I discovered a new artist last weekend when I was working at the Grizzly Rose.
Painting artist?
No, a musical artist.
Oh.
The Grizzly Rose is a big country music honky-tonk place here in Denver.
And who is this new bro country guy that you're so crazy about?
I'm not crazy about it. I just like his music. His name is Chase Rice. He is that bro country, as you call it.
Uh-huh.
And I really like it. Like, his music gets me through my workouts. I love it. And then on Saturday night, we had Tyler Farr, who is pretty well known. Most people don't know his name. Most people don't know his name. They know his song, Redneck Crazy, which is a good song. You might actually like it.
I don't know that song.
It's because you haven't listened to any music lately.
I listened to Ronnie Dunn's new one today.
Oh, good. Good.
Ronnie Dunn has a new country song. It's really country. It's,
oh, good.
It's like real country.
Good.
Yeah.
It's the constant country
fight called
here.
A Grown Damn Man.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see it? I posted it on my Facebook page.
No, I was at work today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was my weekend last weekend. You had a crazy whirlwind weekend.
What did I do? Oh,
Colorado Springs, Miami, Florida.
Right. I had to do shows, both Colorado Springs and two shows Friday night in Colorado Springs. Got up after like 3-4 hours of sleep, got on a plane to Miami, flew to Miami, got off the plane.
Got on stage.
Got on stage. And then went back to my room, got up, and came back and flew back here.
Yeah.
It was quick.
I'm surprised you didn't sleep through Monday and Tuesday.
I wanted to. Damn animals. You know how they are.
No. They are high maintenance.
Can we get rid of them?
We should just trade them in for cats.
No, I'm ready to get rid of the cats, too.
They don't bother you.
Yeah, they're nasty. They shed all over the place. I've noticed that. There's hair everywhere. We just need to get rid of all of them. We need to get a parakeet or something.
You could clean up the hair.
Yeah. That'd be easy. Just put the cats outside. They'd wander off.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I see how you are.
Why don't you tell the truth? I came in with new cat toys today.
But you're being mean toward the cats, and they can hear you.
Well, they do shed a lot.
They do, and you just have to clean it up. The thing is, we don't live in our basement. when I lived the same place I had my cat, like, I would vacuum on a daily basis, and I would dust on a daily basis when to get the cat hair up, but I'm down here for, like, 4 hours a week, and I don't want to spend the whole time cleaning. I want to pet them. So I clean the basement. I vacuum and everything about once every couple months.
I guess that's all right.
Are you complaining about the way I clean?
No. I don't smell anything.
You don't, do you?
Huh?
You do you?
No. You asked me earlier. That's why I brought that up, and I'm teasing you. You're like, can you smell cat box?
I scoop for golden nuggets like every other day.
Why does it clump like that?
Because that's the litter I buy.
I mean,
it's
like...
It's so much easier to scoop.
But it, like, just massive clumps. It looks like they
that's
just...
That's pee.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, when it gets wet, it clumps. That's why butterflies should not be eating out of the cat litter, because once it goes down her throat that's wet...
Clump.
It'll clump, and then she won't be able to breathe. Butterfly's the dog, by the way. I'm getting better at this.
See, you have to remind people of the actual things and what they are. That's a dog. So yes. We had brought up earlier that
Santa,
because it's Christmas and time, and Jesus. Now, what do you think? Is Santa white or black?
He's white.
Is that the Santa you were raised with?
Yes.
So I'm thinking that's the only way.
Because North Pole, like, African Americans came from South, right? Like, Africa? Santa's from the North Pole.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but, you know.
Are you being politically correct?
No, I'm trying to logically explain why Santa would be white. He's from the North Pole.
He's not real.
Oh.
Wait, if you're listening to Carl with kids. Wait, spoiler alert.
Yes, he is. So Santa's in the North Pole, and African Americans came from Africa. Unless there's been a change of arms. A change of arms? Like, change of, what do they say?
Change of arms? What the hell does that mean?
Change of arms. Like, it's a military term. Like, you change the arms. Like, you pass the baton in a race.
Uh-huh.
Like, unless the baton has been passed from one Santa to another, I think Mr. Santa Claus is white.
Okay. So Mrs. Santa Claus might be black? Might be an interracial couple?
Possibly. I never met either one of them.
No?
No.
Well, see, I'm thinking, because this... Fox reporter Megyn Kelly had mentioned it on some show.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you even open that?
I was trying to look up that article, and that's what... But I think it has to do with just whatever neighborhood you grew up in. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to have to think if you're in a Hispanic neighborhood, you probably go, Hispanic.
When you went to go see Santa at the mall, he was probably not white.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. You probably grow up thinking whatever is...
I feel sheltered all of a sudden.
I know, because you lived in an area with a nice mall.
The cat's climbing the cat tree. Anyway, yes.
Squirrel!
Sorry.
Squirrel! Yeah, the cat.
So Steve bought this really nice cat tree for the cats.
We're just going to drop the Santa talk.
No, we're going to come back.
Okay.
And how do you get your cats to really get into this cat tree?
I think that's it. I think they just eventually have to just...
It's part of their life.
Play with it, find it. Oh, that goes a little higher. Because it looked like Rain was trying to go up to the next level.
Right.
And then changed his mind. Like, no, that might be too high.
Okay, so back to Santa. So you think it's just because of where you grow up?
Yeah.
I never thought of that. Holy muffin.
You don't... Do you see that, though?
Yes. And I do. That makes sense.
And Santa would bring you the same...
But what about the original...
Toys, maybe.
What about the original story of Santa Claus?
I think that's
old Saint Nick.
Isn't that German?
Mm-hmm. Aren't they Caucasian?
I think they can be anything they want to.
But the original Germans, aren't they?
What? Yes.
I know that they... Wowzers.
We could just talk all in circles around the political correctness.
And it'll make me dizzy as poo. Yeah.
What's the worst Christmas gift you ever got? What's the worst that Santa brought you that you woke up and went, oh, really? Thanks, Santa.
Probably a knockoff Barbie doll.
How'd you know it was knockoff? Because it didn't say Barbie?
It wasn't Barbie. And the plastic... Did you ever see the dollar store dolls?
I have. Yeah, I didn't receive one, but I have seen them.
Oh, that's good. The plastic, you know how a Barbie is like, it's full plastic leg, like it's filled in with plastic.
Like a hard plastic yes. leg, yeah.
The dollar store Barbie dolls were just a coat of plastic. It's hollow mm-hmm. and very lightweight. She floats in the tub rather than sinks like a real person.
So you can make her be like a dead body in the bathtub when you bathe.
Right. Right. And one year I begged for a Cabbage Patch crimp and curl doll.
Uh-huh. Is this a doll that you actually get to heat up something?
No, there was no heat involved. It was just a plastic-looking curling iron, and there was like wire in its hair, and it would mold to whatever shape you put it in. Mm-hmm. But I was young, and it seemed really cool, and I got a regular Cabbage Patch doll.
Wow, how disappointing.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm not very picky. Like, you've seen that.
You're just happy to get stuff.
I am. I'm like, oh, something
like the award new. Like the award you got at work.
Right.
For, like, what's it called? All In Award?
Our company, the big focus for the last, for over the.
All In!
For the last year is to be all in. You know, you hear those people say, well, that's not my job.
No, but you're all in.
But that's not the way to be. We're all a team. We all want the business to succeed. So we want to have that all in mentality. And that's how I've been my whole life anyway. I used to jump back when I was a waitress, and I would jump back and help with dishes. You know, I would never cook because that was scary. There was a lot of fire involved. But I would, like, just do what needed to be done to get it done, right?
Because you're all in.
I'm all in. So I got the 2013 All In Award.
But it comes with a gift certificate.
Yes.
For All In gifts.
Yes. It was very nice because I was nominated by two of my peers.
And not only that. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the Wrinkled Sheets,
what did Wrinkled you just
Sheets,
call us?
Sheets podcast, not only that, she also won Christmas decorating, too.
The cubicle decorating
you
contest.
You won the cubicle decorating contest.
And
you know why you won? I'll tell you why you won.
Why?
Because you were all in. You were all in on the decorating. That's why you won.
You came to the office and saw it. What was your impression?
Wow, you have a lot of time on your hands.
You know, the week before last was kind of slow at work. It was the week after Thanksgiving. A lot of people took that whole week off.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I would send out emails, and I'd get a lot of out-of-office replies. So I had some time. And you were out of town. Ashley, who is my coworker and my two girls at a bottle of wine partner, was out of town. So all I really had to do was come home and think about how I could decorate my cubicle.
And you decorated that bitch like crazy.
And we won tickets to the Nuggets game, but we didn't go to because we were busy. And so I gave those tickets to the runner-up because I'm all in.
You're all in. Yes. And it wore you out. Winning all these awards just absolutely...
It's been like an amazing week. I feel like Miranda Lambert. Remember the week like she won like CMA and then she got number one and...
You feel like Miranda Lambert because you
no
won
I just
decorating.
I wanted to see your face.
No, I can see
it's like
when
it rains it pours. You hear that, and that's usually a negative term.
It's not even the end of the week. You might win something else.
I know someone was like, did you buy a Mega Million? I'm like, yeah, none of my numbers match. They're like, dang, because you know things come in threes,
right? And two people won that, by the way.
Yeah.
One in Georgia and one in California.
And a lot of people won million, like $1 million. Oh. There were like over a dozen $1 million winners.
I got to check my tickets.
You have one of the mega balls.
I don't know what that
match.
Means, though. What
I don't
the mega
either.
Balls mean?
I don't know. Did you pay the extra?
Yeah. I think that's a multiplier. Probably will get something. I don't know.
But. Maybe a dollar.
Yeah. So I was like,
we didn't win.
What was I going to say? It was
we did not
about,
win.
We did not win. But it was something about your awards and your
Miranda.
And
she has a new shoe line coming out.
Should be boots, by the way.
There are booties involved in boots. They're not cowboy boots, but they're fashionable. Like, you would probably like them. You like fashionable boots.
Not girls' boots on me.
Oh, no. But would you buy Miranda Lambert cowboy boots for you?
No.
Then why the heck do you act like it's a bad thing? It's going to be at DSW starting later this week.
She's selling out.
No, she's not.
She's doing the old Jessica Simpson thing. Next thing you know,
she's going to be a billionaire like Jessica Simpson. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Miranda, Blake did not win The Voice this year. Adam Levine did. Happened last night, so we can talk about it.
You didn't even care. You haven't watched it, so what do you?
I hate those singing competitions. I hate them.
Every one of them. The X Factor.
They just bore me. Like, I just feel like it's the same thing every week. You're going to sing a song. It's either going to be good or it's going to be bad. And then someone else is going to sing a song. It's either going to be good or it's going to be bad. Like, Big Brother, every week is different. Different competitions. Spice it up.
Speaking of Big Brother.
Uh-oh.
Big Brother UK is getting ready. I saw pictures today of the house. They're getting the house ready for Big Brother UK.
Ooh.
I can't believe you got me hooked on this stuff.
I don't even watch the UK version.
And you don't. I tried to get you to watch it.
It's just, that's an everyday thing, that show.
Is that bad?
Have you seen my
Have I seen your pap smear?
My Pepe? No, have you seen my pile of magazines up in the bedroom? That's because I just have not had time to, like, chill and read.
You didn't even have time to go to the movie with me this week to go see American Hustle.
You wanted to go to a movie every day.
I wanted to go tonight, but you didn't want to. It's the new...
Why do you always complain about me?
I'm not. I'm not complaining.
You're pointing out the negative things about me.
It was the new Meryl Streep movie. Was going to be tonight. You're always talking about, well, can we never go see good chick movies? How come? And then it was a chick movie, but you're
going
to be working.
But you missed American Hustle.
You missed American
Hustle. I will watch it when it comes out on DVD.
Amazing movie. I know it's opening this weekend, and I know they usually like for us to wait until opening, but I bet that's because they're afraid we'll say something bad, but I want to say great movie. American Hustle, great movie. Go see it. Go check it out. Amy Adams is amazing. Christopher Bale is great. And
Cooper.
Bradley Cooper is really
What about
really
Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh, yeah. She's in it, too.
Oh! Why do you not like her?
She's all right.
Because she's a strong, independent woman?
No,
because
she's Hunger Games. And I like her. She did great in the movie, by the way.
She's very talented.
Yeah.
I saw a quote, and I posted on my Facebook, I think, last week, about how she said she would never play, or there would never be a movie about her because her life is so freaking boring. I kind of could relate.
Oh, she said that she plays different characters differently
than
her.
Yes, because her life is boring. So boring. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
But she also told Barbara Walters in a recent interview that she said calling somebody fat on TV should become illegal, that the government should step in and make saying somebody's fat illegal.
I'm sure she said
illegal.
That tongue-in-cheek. Like,
no. She says because it's hurtful to people.
Well, those size zero models on the Victoria's Secret fashion show hurt me.
They did?
Yeah, they made me feel crappy about myself.
Did you DVR it?
Yeah. Taylor Swift was performing.
You really did? I was joking.
Yeah.
What'd she sing?
Latest hits. Yeah. And she's not big at all either.
I know people were posting on Twitter that they were annoyed with her trying to act like she was cool as the models.
That's how she is all the time, though.
She's trying to act like, look at me, I'm as cool, I'm one of you guys. You know.
That's how she is with everybody. You saw the video with her, Bon Jovi, and Prince William.
Mm-hmm.
She was the same way. She's a chameleon. People just love to hate her, but I can't hate her anymore because I end up buying her songs, and then I'm like, I like this song. I know.
So sad, really.
I know.
You were relating to songs about 15.
No, that was like 5 years ago. I was never relating to that song.
Oh, you weren't?
No, I thought I...
When you're 15.
She was talking about her 15-year-old best friend giving up her virginity in that song.
What?
I believe that was that song, or it was on that album. There was a song about how they're freshmen in high school, and yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought she had a purity ring or something. Or...
Oh, no, she's never come out and said... I thought it might happen, but she's dated a lot of people. And
dated? Can we do air quotes next to the word dated?
Yeah, so I can't hate her. I tried. I can't. Ashley's mad at me for not being able to hate her.
So she won't be one of the careers that tanked this year?
Nope.
Did you see the transition I did there?
I did.
Because you told me you had an article about careers that tanked this year.
Forbes. They came out with the biggest career crashes of 2013. Some of these are kind of like, duh. Some of these I don't know. So you might have to help me out.
Were they big stars that crashed?
Yeah, you'll recognize some of them.
Okay.
Like number 10, mm-hmm. Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
We all know what happened there.
Weiner went down.
He's a politician. He liked to flirt with people. 9, I don't really agree with. Alec Baldwin. I know that his show got removed from MSNBC.
Yeah.
But he's still a superstar.
Yeah, I don't think that really hurt him that much. No. You know, he did the whole...
It was a late at night
thing.
It was
a gay slam thing that he did at a photographer.
Oh, it was more than just like one.
Was it?
Yeah, he was constantly and physically attacking paparazzi. Oh. It was, yeah. Number 8, Bob Filner.
Who?
He's the former San Diego mayor.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, and he did the sexual harassment
allegations this summer. He resigned just 9 months into a 4-year term, and he faced sexual harassment allegations from approximately 17 women.
Wow.
17.
I'd like to know what he actually did.
He's 71 years old.
Yeah, so what is the threat?
And he's going to be sentenced on December 9th.
Hey, little cutie. Hey, little missy. Don't sexual harass me. You know what I mean?
That was 9 days ago. He's already been sentenced. Yeah.
What is the level of... Because in this day and age, you can go, nice dress. Don't harass me. You
know
what I mean?
Another girl in my office won an all-in award today as well. And after the ceremony and everything, she walked up to her boss and she's like... I didn't know if I could do this in front of everyone. She gave him a hug and was like, thank you.
See? Because we've gotten so stupid.
All right. Number 7 is Ike Batista. Ike?
Huh? Ike?
Who is he? Batista is a Brazilian business magnate. Not long ago, Batista was one of the world's richest people with a net worth of approximately $30
billion. Whoa. With a B.
But in October, his oil firm, OGX, filed for bankruptcy protection in the largest corporation default in Latin American history.
What'd he do?
OGX is set to run out of cash in December unless it gets its $250 million that it needs, which will allow it to push operations all the way to April of 2014. Meanwhile, Batista is hurting. He is being sued along with his company, his minority shareholders. And while Brazil's SEC, known as CVM, is looking into violations of disclosure rules, his personal fortune has been disseminated by a spectacular decline in his company's stock prices and everything. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You lost me.
No, I was trying to explain what happened.
I know. I thought you'd just scan it with your eyes and go, oh, apparently he defrauded the company.
Great.
Who else? What else? Who's the
number
next
6,
one?
Howard Kurtz. Journalist, author, and media critic, host of Fox News Channel's Media Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what happened with him?
No.
In May of 2013, he claimed in a blog post that Jason Collins, the NBA center, who had recently come out as gay, had not mentioned his previous engagement to a woman. And there were lots of just errors in his blog post. So his credibility went out the window. That was me scanning. Number 5...
Thanks for scanning.
Yeah, Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson.
Johnson was most recently the CEO of JCPenney's. Johnson was hired by JCPenney's in 2011, and he was hired to renovate everything. And he had come from Apple.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy, didn't he come up with the, let's just make everything this one price instead of the sales all the time, and it tanked.
Right. And he had a great vision in January of 2012, which caused a 24% spike in JCPenney's stock. But Johnson's radical strategy to eliminate Penny's coupons and most sales events and transform the store into a sea of mini shops from names like Martha Stewart and so on and so forth, it just didn't work out. It cost the company $1 billion.
With a B.
With a B.
With a B.
Number 4, Aaron Hernandez.
Number 4, Aaron Hernandez. I have no idea who that is.
Of course you don't. He's an American football player.
Oh, okay.
In June of 2013, his home in Massachusetts was searched by police in connection with an investigation into the
murder. He's the murder guy. Yep. Yeah, okay, I know who.
Of a body that was found. Yep. And the Patriots quickly released him. And he was indicted by a grand jury. He pled not guilty. And all charges, They're pending.
Now, what happens with? I wonder what happens with all his paraphernalia stuff, like you know, jerseys and jerseys of people who bought.
Well, they're
and posters.
Worthless.
Are they really worthless, or do they become worth more because this is like this outlaw guy,
like Michael Vick?
Yeah.
Didn't your son have a Michael Vick jersey he wore frequently?
Did he? I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember thinking.
That's
controversial.
That's a dog killer right there, isn't it?
Yeah. Butterfly, close your ears. Yeah. Number three is Laura Logan.
I know her. She's the news reporter who faked a story, I believe it was, or something like that.
She reported a story about the 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi. The report, which aired on 60 Minutes, was based on an interview with an ex-security officer, and comments were later discredited. Yep.
Didn't fact check, just threw it out there real quick. That's what's happening with a lot of these news now. They don't really...
They hurry. They want to
they
be the
hurry.
First.
Want to be
the
first to break it, and then they don't, you know... Then they don't really back it up. Like the old days, they used to come out with a... We'd like to report that we were wrong on this story. Mm-hmm. They don't do stuff like that anymore. You know, that was the facts we had at the time, and we apologize.
I think I've seen that in Cosmo. They've done that before.
They do that fact check or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Number two is Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Pervy, cocaine addict that likes to drink a lot. And number one is Paula Deen.
Wait, let's go back to the Ford.
You were just like, uh-huh.
No,
like
I do.
You weren't interested.
No, I was noticing it. Yeah, that he's the crazy, but he's turning out. This might turn around for him because even though he's so wild, he's getting a lot of press
publicity.
About it and a lot of publicity.
Nobody knew who he was.
Not at all. And... He's kind of like, yeah, I partied. And everybody's kind of like, well, we kind of forgive him a little bit.
He said, yes, I've smoked crack cocaine in the office. Yeah. Unlike I did not inhale.
Yeah. He's sort of like, yeah, I did. Maybe I should get help and then we'll move along.
Right.
Yeah. And then Paula Deen. Paula Deen.
Yeah.
And she crashed and burned. Bad.
Bad.
And the next could be, if you're following today's big breaking story.
I was at work. What happened? Tell me about it, baby.
The Duck Dynasty guys.
What happened?
Phil Robertson, the dad, in an interview he's come out, you know, he's a big Christian guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's was talking bad about gays it's not what I say bad. It's not the right words. He had an opinion on gays and civil rights. And now everybody is all up in arms about it.
Bye-bye, Ducky Boys.
His opinion. Yeah, and that's what everybody's like, hey, it didn't work well for Paula Deen to have us, you know.
Well, hers was like from comments she made quite a while ago that were wrong.
And this one today in his interview where he was talking about homosexuality being a sin and comparing it to bestiality and that
it's all equal in
blacks in the past were much happier in the past than they are today because they were more family-oriented and because they didn't have the welfare and things like that they just had to be, you know, they were happier families, hardworking families. Yeah. So that's all it's crashing. Like everywhere you look, there's somebody talking about this, get the show off the air and, you know, this will be one of those stories like every
the
side.
Dynasty stuff will be in the dollar store next month.
Will it? Or will it be one of those that everybody just kind of goes, hey, you know what? He's quoting the Bible, because he's really quoting the Bible in these in a lot of this stuff. And so
I don't know.
It be that, will that side raise up and go, no, we defend this? Or it be like, no, we know. But somebody posted on Facebook, you know, this will be the end of it because nobody's going to stand behind that kind of stuff. And I was thinking, like, well, you see a lot of Duck Dynasty stuff in the stores.
A lot. We've talked about
every
that.
Story you go to has a lot of Duck Dynasty. And it's not like these guys have not said since the beginning of the show, we're all about the Bible and church,
yeah,
and we pray at the end of their shows. And so I was thinking, well, if a lot more people know about this, you see all these products in the store, and you don't see a lot of the MSNBC dolls in the store. So I think a lot of the people that are loud are not most of America. So it'll be interesting to see what actually happens with this one.
Right. And, yep. I was going to add
and I think that's all we should say about it. Or we'll all get in trouble.
This is a sad week.
What's that? Who died?
Ray Price.
Oh, that's right.
Very sad.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over.
And Merle Haggard has come out and said that Ray Price was probably the first outlaw in country music. Do you agree?
I do, because he was one of the first ones that tried to make some changes to the old style.
He was fighting for what he believed and doing it his way.
Uh-huh. He did. He argued with the record companies about the way things should be played, what instruments should be used, and he was one of the first people to use like a symphony in country music, strings and things like that.
He was 87 years old, which is a pretty full life.
And you know he was a friend of the family, right?
I think I heard you talk about that on your podcast. We don't actually have conversations about stuff like that, so I don't know. Tell me about
it. We don't actually have conversations. Well, it's not like I know him, but my mom's side of the family, the Lindsays, they lived across the street from his family.
Oh, okay.
And my grandmother used to babysit Ray Price.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And then Sean, you know, you've met my cousin Sean.
Yes.
And her son, Justin. She has a picture of Ray Price and his wife holding Justin.
Oh, wow.
So they're still kind of, you know, it's always been around
so
across
have you
the street.
Reached
they
out
hunt
to them?
They hunt together and all that kind of stuff. I did. I said something to
Sean.
To Justin. I didn't say anything to Sean yet. But yeah. So it's really a small world, isn't it? When you think about it, it's such a small world.
So are we gonna get you on Sons of Anarchy?
I'm trying. I put it all over Twitter.
That show ended for this season.
I'm so sad.
Wow. It's been long enough.
What
we
the
could
fork?
Talk about it, right? Yeah.
Did
what
you like
the
that?
Fork?
What the fork?
That is very Janet style.
I know. Cause
I like it.
Because Gemma was... I'm not going to give it away because people may have DVR'd.
Really?
But Gemma.
If they haven't watched yet, oh my gosh. Y'all are crazy. Get on it. Because dang, I don't even know.
You looked away. You didn't watch the entire stabbing.
Nope. I don't like stabbings. I don't like violence.
But you like the show.
I do. I like the story. It really keeps me entertained. But one of my favorite characters isn't going to be back next season.
You knew she had to go, though.
I was hoping I knew one of them had to go. I was hoping the other one would go, but...
Well, leading up to it, everybody was talking about how Tara's got to go, because she's not supporting the club, and she's not supporting. She's just got to go.
But
and
as
then
a
I thought,
woman,
I thought, oh, when she's she was hugging Jax, and they kind of seemed
they
like...
They
had sex, and I thought, you know, maybe. This is going to turn around. And I thought maybe they'd direct the show that Tara would take over as the new Gemma. Because I've always sort of seen the show evolving as Jax and Tara becoming the parents.
See, I always saw the show as Jax giving it up, even though his father and his stepfather, like him walking away and being like, I want a better life for my family.
You take that at the...
Was that English you just said?
What'd I say? I don't even know what I said.
I know. You're like, that's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
But that's my chick brain wanting her to get her sons away from...
Yeah, but he got deeper and deeper into it. Like, he was actually killing...
He was trying to get him out of guns so that the club could be legit again.
And just being ice cream and stuff.
And drugs.
Ice cream and... This would be legitimate. Like, they just want to have, like, drugs and porn. They're just going to go into porn.
Right, that's it. Porn and prostitution.
Yeah, what's the name of the... I forgot the name of the studio.
I forget. Yeah.
We're not real fans then. I just don't know. How can we not know the name
We're
of the
studio? We're not obsessed.
Obsessed fans.
Yes.
But I did start a campaign to try to...
Seen that.
Get on the show.
Again, you haven't talked to me about it. So what's up with this campaign?
Again, you haven't talked to me about... I just, one night laying in bed, I had...
He does all this stuff after I go to sleep.
Right.
And then I wake up, I don't see him until like 6 o'clock the next night, and he forgets to tell me.
And you've already read it on Twitter, so...
I live with you. I'm your girlfriend. This is real wrinkled cheese material. I'm your girlfriend. I live with you. I should know stuff before other people do.
I don't know it, though. I didn't know it until I was laying in bed, and we just watched Sons of Anarchy, so I'm laying there in bed, and I'm thinking, I want to get on next season. I need to be on that. People have told me that. Because
you have long hair.
I have long hair, and I sort of look like that. But who I tweeted? Oh, Brad. Brad Garrett had told me when I was working at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. Brad goes, you'd be perfect for that show. Try to get an audition for that. And that was like kind of laying in my head when we just watched the show, and... You know, let's just do a little Twitter campaign.
If it happens, can I meet Charlie Hunnam and ask him about Fifty Shades of Grey, what the hell happened?
He backed out. He didn't want it to ruin his career.
Anyway.
But anyway, Twitter, find me on Twitter at Steve McGrew and campaign.
That's how I know about
it. Send it to Sutter Inc. because I put it to Sutter Inc.
Has he responded at all?
No, he hasn't responded. But a bunch of people jumped on it and just started tweeting it everywhere. And a couple people tweeted like the entire cast member. Some people tweeted, I saw they tweeted Opie. Oh. Like, he's not even on the show anymore.
No, he's a gravestone.
But
headstone.
But probably he has some kind of influence on the show still.
Hmm. What else is going on in your life that I don't know about?
Well, that's really about it.
I doubt it.
I doubt it. That's all I can think of right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
You should like take notes. What to tell Janet?
I need a book.
Like what to talk to Janet about. Because I like come home and I'm tired and I'm like, so what's going on? What happened?
You're about to fall asleep today?
No, I'm not. I'm like, what'd you do today? Oh, nothing. We got a massage. I'm trying to get on Sons of Anarchy. You know, communication is the key to success in any relationship.
But I told you that. I did go get a massage today. I washed the truck.
But no, you...
I leave out bigger chunks. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the important stuff. No. I don't care that you got rubbed down by another human being. I don't even want to know if it's a male or female.
I don't even want to know if it's a male or female either. That's why I just close my eyes and don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Dog's licking my hand again. By the way,
oh my gosh, what is
I want to know why
her?
That bothers you. Because last night we were watching TV and you're like, stop licking my boyfriend's hand!
Because it's gross.
It is?
Yes.
Why?
Because her mouth is not the cleanest of things.
Dogs' mouths are cleaner than ours. Even in the Bible it says, moreover, the dogs lick their wounds.
Thanks, Duck Dynasty.
It does say that. It talks about the wounds of the soldiers that the dogs were.
I don't know. It just bothers me.
She goes crazy. She just loves.
It's like she likes the saltiness of your hands.
Yeah.
Maybe she has. No, that means your hands taste like salt. Maybe she has a salt deficiency.
That could be it. Maybe she's got that disease that people get called FICA, whatever it is.
Now smell your hand. How does that smell? Does it smell clean?
No, it smells like dog breath.
Yay!
Well, I could always wash it. I just wonder why it freaked you out so bad.
I wanted to be held last night, and there was a dog between us getting more attention than I was. There you go. You asked for it, you got it. Welcome to Wrinkled Cheeks.
And let's just wrap it up with that, then.
No. I don't want people to think I'm crazy mad. I'm not crazy mad.
No, just wrap it up with that and do trivia and
why do you act like I'm crazy?
I don't act like you're... we're at 37 minutes. So
Holy muffin.
That's why I was...
How did that happen?
Because you were talking about the dog licking your hand and going crazy about it.
So we got the Bad Morning Show trivia. We got to go over the answer. I'm going to guess, and I bet you I'll get it wrong again.
All right. The trivia is, what percentage of American pet owners sign their pet's name on their Christmas greeting cards?
And our options are?
12%. 30% or 70%?
I'm going to go with 12%.
Dang! 70.
Are you kidding me?
About 70% is what it says.
Wow.
So almost every pet...
This was the first year we did it.
But you got to remember, almost every... My sister's done it for years.
Yeah, but...
Most people that have pets are...
They
put pets
invest
in their
a lot of money in their dogs. And so... They are really part of the family.
They are really. I like my sister's dog. My sister has a, it's a golden lab, and it's won every, like, award and championship.
It's like the, who's, like, the big Olympic winner?
It's
Michael Phelps of dogs?
Yeah, like, 8 championships, and their American Eskimo that they have is just Angel Fire. The dogs, you see the card, and it says, Merry Christmas, Keith Kent, right. Angel Fire. And then it's like, Chase, 14 other names, symbols,
because for
stuff,
every
championship
yeah, title
name,
he's earned.
Da, da, da.
And I'm like, poor Angel. Good thing she can't read.
Yeah.
No wonder she's fat. She's depressed.
Yeah. Because she can't be like her brother. All right, that's it. You got the answer. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
If she doesn't want to do a podcast again this week, it might
have
to skip.
We will do another podcast.
Yay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wrinkle Cheat. Wrinkle Cheat. It's really kind of neat. Listen, Wrinkle Cheat. Yeah. Donate. Hit the donate button. Oh, should we tell them how to? No.
I thought we were done.
We're done.
Okay, bye. Bye.